Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, today I'm marking the birthday of His Royal Highness William, the Prince of Wales. Now, royalist that I am, I'm not particularly a brown noser. I mean, I know they're all human, they're all flawed. Some are bad, some are good, most are mixed. And Prince William is actually one of the better ones, and he's got a very high approval rating. That doesn't necessarily mean he's a good person, but there's nothing particularly wrong with him. I mean, he's never sacrificed himself, never raised his voice in a moral cause. But okay, monarchy is about keeping shtum on anything contentious, keeping out of trouble, trying to be a monarch for everyone, left wing, right wing, centrist, libertarian, authoritarian, environmentalist, anti-environmentalist. The trouble is he does preach to us from his throne on environmental issues and then doesn't practice what he preaches, arriving by helicopter to give a speech on ecology. Helicopter is the worst possible way to travel. What example does that set? Living in all these houses at Adelaide Cottage, he's got, somewhere in Kensington Palace, goodness knows where else. Raise your children in a two-bedroom flat if you really want to reduce your carbon footprint. And planting trees, well, that doesn't really do very much. Okay, always banging on about to donate to charity, seldom gives a penny of his own vast wealth, much of it uninherited. But, he's personable, he's reasonably intelligent. What can I say? He's seldom got it wrong. He was given a hard time by the press, lambasted. I remember the Daily Mirror, arrogant, and in the front page because he was riding to the hounds or something like that. I mean, I'm all in favour of field sports, which is a more PC way of saying blood sport. So this is one of the few regards in which I respect him. I met him a few times, but that's absolutely years ago. I'm sure he doesn't remember me, an absolute nobody. So he's the heir apparent. So when Charles of that name, the third, is summoned to his reward, William is king. No one can trump him. Now, were the queen to be delivered of a baby, I think it not likely, given she's 78, this child would not get ahead of William, whether the child was a girl or a boy. And obviously, Harry somewhere down. So William's number one, Prince George is number two, Charlotte's number three, Louis number four, and Harry's number five, and so on. We're going to go through the whole line of succession, as opposed to his heir apparent, as opposed to heir presumptive, where this person could be pushed down the chain of succession if a baby were born, and that's not possible in his case. So there he was born in St. Mary's Hospital, Paddington, on this day in 1982, and his mother was Diana, then the Princess of Wales, formerly Lady Diana Spencer, and so forth. So he went to Eton. He read geography at the University of St Andrews, graduated with was a 2-1, where he met Kate Middleton, and they had their relationship on and off, and then eventually they married in 2011 that April. And but there are all these persistent rumours he had affairs with the Marchioness of Cholmondeley. I don't know if it's true or not. I know people who know people who say yes, he is playing around, but I'm surprised more of it didn't get into the press if that's true. And if I know about it, Kate Middleton certainly knows about it. Does she not mind? I mean, she seems to be unflappable. The only time she seemed a bit nervous is when she's asked a question by a journalist and there's this rabbit caught in the headlights look, because she's smart enough not to open her trap too much, because then you can only get it wrong. Say as little as possible, scripted speeches, so you don't put anybody's nose out of joint. Okay, so he appears to be fairly dutiful. After university, going to the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst to be commissioned into the army as an officer in the Blues and Royals, as a cavalry regiment. Obviously, they do armoured personnel carriers and stuff, the modern version of horses. Only equine for ceremonial duties. He went to RAF Cranwell, that college there, and his RAF search and rescue, flying helicopters over the sea, and that's it, air ambulance. So he's trying to serve the public like that. He's got this thing called the Earthshot Prize, to encourage people to find more innovative solutions to environmental problems and so on. So that's it. We know he's in favour of hunting with hounds. Does he have any other beliefs? He's a nominal Anglican, a member of the Church of Scotland. I mean, what motivates him? I don't know. I suppose duty. He's always been fairly self-assured. And having spoken to him in private as well in public, he is the same person. So he's got authenticity on his side, I suppose. Remember, his mother said he's a deep thinker. I mean, I really think he's not. Fortunately, he doesn't have any pretense to scholarship. but he's not thick like his younger brother. He's not been affected by any mind virus. And though they've been public, there has been a rift between them. So that's it was pretty good at polo, certainly at water polo, into his athleticism, healthy living. Nobody suggests he ever took drugs or drank too much or smoked anything like that. There we go. He's also the Duke of Cambridge, the Earl of Strathearn, Baron Carrickfergus. So that's somewhere in Northern Ireland. Strathearn is in Scotland. So he's got titles relating to Northern Ireland, Wales, and England, and so forth. So he's been a sort of a diplomat, roving diplomat, was involved with the Football Association. He supports whatever football team is. I can't even remember it. He talked about his musical tastes and supposedly he's in favor of gay rights and so on. Does he really believe that? I suppose so. An attitude covered him on their front page. So I don't know whether it's permission or not, but the gay community gave him various awards. He said he supported pride. If his children were gay, he wouldn't want them to be mistreated. He's talked about homelessness and he stood at, he's posed for 5 minutes selling the big issue and slept in a sleeping bag in Blackfriars. But to some extent, that's his job to do it. He's paid very handsomely for this kind of thing. So that's for him. So there was a good looking boy, obviously completely bald now. That beard, has it gone a bit wrong for a man if he suddenly grows a beard at 40? I have a feeling that it has. So there it is. So he's sometimes written prefaces or introductions or forewords to various books. That's him. Not a bad person. Will be quite a good monarch. So United Kingdom is quite lucky in having him. Goodness, I remember him going to when some the League Against Cruel Sports came to Eton, and he was there, and he actually made a contribution to it. I was a bit surprised because there he was weighing in on a highly tendentious issue, and they didn't appear to recognise him because they could have told the tabloids and it'd been the press. Oh my God, Prince William speaks up for hunting when they're obviously too they're meant to fight shy of anything that could provoke controversy. So that's Prince William, and perhaps we won't have to wait very much longer. The word on the street is that Prince Charles's cancer is stage four. King Charles's. I don't know if that's true, but he may not have much longer to go than we think. Jesus's mum lived to 96, doesn't guarantee he lived to 96. He's 76. I remember even when he took over, he said, the remaining years that God's grants me. So, So Prince William, he might be king sooner than people think. So, Prince Charles has clearly great difficulty walking. Doesn't appear in public that often, not for that long. So I'm told this with cancer patients. They may seem fairly healthy, but actually be on death's door and suddenly have a dramatic deterioration and go from seeming fairly healthy to dead in a month or something like that. So that's Prince William. What do you make of him? I mean, thankfully, he's not gone loony like Prince Harry. He's not wrought so much damage. He must be mortally offended by his brother revealing all these private conversations and doing everything he could to trash talk the family, drag the family's name through the mud. William is known to despise his uncle Andrew, would take a rather firmer line with him, and that could only redound to the credit of the House of Windsor. Right, thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7 at gmail.com, toodlepip.